confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I'm setting the stage really to help with the quest of knowing that the Bible is true by talking about what is truth. And this week, I'm Pastor David Gennaro, by the way, and welcome to the program. This week, I'm talking about, is the earth flat or round? And I've told you, I believe the earth is round. But why do I believe the earth is round? Why do you believe the earth is round? If I'm honest, it's not really because of the science, although I am, lately it's just become interesting to me, I am kind of checking out the science. But really, it's because of authority. It's because of who says that the earth is round. I've never personally traveled around the earth. Even if I had, flat earthers have an explanation for that. They'll show you a map where the earth is a circular shape, and they'll, you know, display the continents going around in the circle, much like the logo for the UN, if you could picture that, or if you want to pull that up, that's how they picture the earth. And so they say, well, yeah, you could go, you know, around where scientists claim the equator is. You could make a journey through that line, the equator, and come back to the other side, but it's really because you did a circle on the flat earth, not because you went around the earth. You know, they have an answer for everything. And this is one of the problems with truth, is that you can almost always come up with some explanation for the evidence, for the data, for what you see, for your experiences. You can come up with some other alternate explanation that can account for all the facts. So how do you know that the earth is round and not flat? Well, I'm going to talk about that more. Let me kind of press the issue a little bit more. Why do I say I don't really scientifically know that the earth is round? Well, one of the arguments flat earthers will use is, if you look at lighthouses, from a certain distance away from the lighthouse, from a ship out at sea, you can still see the lighthouse, even from 15, 20 miles away. And given that the earth is supposedly curved, there should be a certain distance at which the earth itself will block your ability to view the lighthouse, because it's on the other side of that bend. And they'll give, you know, math formulas to show how, you know, for every mile away you are from the lighthouse, it should be impossible to see a certain height, until eventually the entire lighthouse should be covered over by the bulge of the water in between you and the lighthouse. And I have to look at that and say, okay, that looks like good math, and the lighthouse shouldn't be visible, and yet here are pictures from the boat that the lighthouse is visible. What am I to make of that? Well, I have to tell you, I don't know how to do the math. I can look at what scientists say is the math on it. I can look at what flat earthers say is the math on it. But me personally, and I used to be a high school math teacher, maybe if I worked really hard at it, I could figure out, you know, what is the exact correct math using trigonometry and so forth, but I haven't bothered to do it, I might not even be able to do it. So ultimately, I've got to come down to trust one person or the other. You know, and so maybe their math isn't right. Maybe their photographs aren't right. Maybe the ship isn't really as distant as they say it is. You know, those could all be reasons that would account for that argument, but really it's not the science. You know, I'm not going out on a boat a certain number of miles that I've measured carefully from a lighthouse and then calculating the math to see if, when I see the lighthouse, if I really should be able to see the lighthouse or not. No, I'm not trusting in science. I'm choosing to trust in one group of people, one authority I recognize, over the other. I'm choosing to recognize the modern scientific community and NASA and all of that, and the photographs they release, that they are genuine and true, over this group of flat earthers, literally flat earthers, and their arguments and their math and their photographs and so forth. Another one they'll do is they'll show a picture of Chicago from the other side of Lake Michigan, and they'll say, this is 70 miles. You can see the outline of the buildings in downtown Chicago from the other side of Lake Michigan. At times, if you have perfect atmospheric conditions, and you shouldn't be able to see Chicago from that far away. The top part of the tallest building, the Sears Tower, Willis Tower now, should be completely covered over. Well, scientists will say that's actually true. Their math is right. However, conditions in the atmosphere can bend the light. We all know that at sunset it appears red, as opposed to at midday the sky appears blue. That's because light bends. And if you have the right kind of warm air and cool air mixing together over the lake, it doesn't happen all the time. Usually you can't see Chicago from the other side of Lake Michigan. But if the conditions are right, the light actually bends and you can see it. Now, you know, I don't really have enough of a science background to analyze who's, you know, right on that matter, who's wrong, other than just the authority. I just trust what the scientists are saying on this for a number of reasons. But, you know, why? Why do I trust what the scientists say on this and not flat earthers? That's a great question. I've been asking myself that some as I've gone through this. But you can see that it does get somewhat complicated. And so there are many arguments like this that flat earthers will say, and ultimately it comes down to you've got to believe that the flat earthers are just crazy and not credible, and the, you know, rest of the scientific community is right. Or if you go with the flat earthers, you've got to believe in some kind of big conspiracy. And here's where I run into a big problem. You know, conspiracy by whom? How has some secret organization fooled the whole world and everyone that I know and everyone that I've met and talked to about this? You know, that sounds crazy to me. That doesn't pass the sanity test. And that's where I think the flat earth argument really breaks down. But here's what they'll say. They will either blame the Jews. I've seen this. This is terrible anti-Semitic literature. But they will say this is all a Jewish lie that has been perpetrated and deceived the people of the world. And therefore, they have hatred towards the Jews, and they'll repeat a lot of the same arguments that Hitler made against the Jews. I purchased a book, I'll just be honest, with all the flat earth arguments because I just wanted to see how they explain that the earth is flat and how anyone could make a case for it. And not very far in the book, I encountered all this anti-Semitic literature. So I returned the book. I was horrified by that. But if they're not blaming the Jews, by the way, as far as the Jews goes, why would the Jews want to convince people that the earth is flat? That the earth is round, when in fact they all know that it's flat. That just doesn't make any sense. You get to a point where it's much easier and simpler, and it just makes more sense to believe that the scientists of the world and the Jews of the world are not involved in some great conspiracy. I don't understand what their motive would be or how they could even pull it off. So no, I do believe that the earth is round. Another group they'll point to are the Freemasons. They'll say, you know, the Masons, they formed to, put this lie out there, and they exist to continue to spread this lie, and look how many astronauts were related to a Mason, or look at this and look at that. And I've got to just tell you, that is crazy talk. What is their motive? Why would they care? Any motive you could come up with, how does that fit in with what everything I know about Masons that I know? You have to come up with at some point some wild conspiracy theory to account for the photos that astronauts take, to account for the fact that map makers produce all these spherical globes that are sold in stores, that our textbooks all promote this, that, you know, it all comes down to some small group of people that have been working together and plotting for hundreds and hundreds of years. That, to me, does not pass the crazy test. Okay, so ultimately, yes, I believe the Earth is round. It's not so much because of the science. I haven't run all the numbers. I haven't done the observations. I haven't checked up on all of the claims or reasons that the Earth is round, but I just know there are a lot of them. I mean, tides, for instance. Why do we have tides? Why do we observe the stars the way that we do? Why do we see the changing of seasons? Why do we have so many travelers that can travel around the world? To me, for all these reasons, the round Earth model simply makes more sense. And so I'm beginning already to point us to, you know, how is it that we know anything is true? And I'll talk more about this in the coming days. If you have any questions, comments for the show, I'd encourage you to leave those on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible, and encourage you to join that and get involved in the conversation there. Or call, the number is 943-8237. I'd love to hear maybe your feedback, some questions, things I could address on the program in the future. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.